Hello, welcome to program number 8 in this series of Guitar Graffiti web radio programs about my albums, and we've got to Cafe Days now.
Still in my head, flying, falling. I'm looking at the sun and I see myself, the shadow of my past before me. I can hear that voice again, I can hear it calling. It's the call.
Well, I had great hopes of this album, but when it became to be mixed, I didn't like the sound of the mixers. So the rootsy elements, you know, like the fat bass and bass drum and the fat snare drum sound, it all sounded too thin to me and too transparent. So I didn't really like this album, even though the material on it was very good. The songs on it I thought were very good. So, about a year ago, I remixed it. I was able to get some studio time from OPM Records up in Toronto. For a week, we spent trying to get these songs better, but the drums were recorded so strangely that, you know, the bass drum mic was picking up the snare drum, and the snare drum mic was picking up the bass drum. And so it was very difficult to get the sound that I wanted. There was no separation. So I was kind of hampered by that, so it's still not quite right how I wanted it to be. It would take a lot of technology to get it right. You would have to sort of go into a computer and isolate each drum beat, and I didn't have the budget to do that. So I don't think I'll ever get a chance to remix it again, but at least it's better now than it was before, I think. It sounds a lot warmer and a lot more rootsy now. Unfortunately, OPM Records still have this record unreleased, and also unfortunately they own it, so I can't do anything about it until they decide to put it out. So I hope that OPM Records get it together to put it out eventually. Why they haven't put it out is anybody's guess, but I look forward to my remixed version of Cafe Days, rather, being released soon.